This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think at this point it's obviously disappointing, right? You want to still be playing hockey. I thought we had a lot of good early, and it definitely tailed off. So, I think there's a lot to reflect on, obviously, a lot to learn from. And, there's a lot of some positives to take away. So, but I think right now it's obviously... It's frustrating, right? We want to be playing hockey this time of year, and obviously with the way things have gone, this past day, it's obviously disappointing.
I know when you first got here, when we did the conference call with you, you were very optimistic about the direction of this team. I know you just mentioned frustration, but did you ever imagine that you guys would go from the highest of the highs to kind of the lowest of the lows?
I don't think we obviously wanted to script it like that, the way it went. I think at times we showed our potential, right? We obviously need to sit down here and assess, what went wrong and why it didn't continue that trend, that upward trend that we were on. So it's obviously, frustrating right now. And, obviously when you never want to see anyone get fired. So it's obviously been a tough day here.
Why did things fall apart as quickly and as rapidly as they did?
I don't think I can sum that up right now. Truthfully, there's a lot of reasons. I think everybody needs to do a little bit of some big time self-assessment, and I think we need to reassess where we're at, and just refocus here. Definitely, I think right now it's hard to just sum up why and put that into words.
Why do you think this team didn't respond to Phil over the last 45-50 games?
I don't know, Mike. It's frustrating. I thought Phil was a great communicator. I thought he did a really good job of, preparing us to play. And, I think a lot of it falls on, the players in this room, right? We go out there and we play the games. And I think it was just like that inconsistency of what team was going to show up. And I think that was probably the hardest part for everyone involved was, there was nights where we could be electric. And then there was nights, even period by period, some periods we'd show up and it was like a different team. So that's something we need to figure out, because that is, obviously at this level, doesn't get it done.
In talking with Risto and Kyle, they said maybe player accountability inside the room needs to be a little greater. Is that an accurate assessment from your standpoint?
Yeah, I think so. I think there's some, we have a lot of good leaders here that do a good job, but I think self-accountability too. I think a lot of guys need to be harder on themselves too. Obviously you need guys to, chip in every once in a while, and coaches need to hold you accountable, and players, your peers. But at the same time, I think guys need to be harder on themselves. That's how you improve. And, I think a lot of guys at times struggled with that, and I think that's something we can definitely improve on.
What can they do better?
Yeah, I think just being honest with yourself, I think you need to grow, and I feel like it's a tricky time. You have a lot of younger guys, and a lot of these guys have been superstars growing up, right? And always kind of had the, I think at times, sometimes they never really had a door closed on them, right? So I think sometimes you just need to be harder on yourself and understand that this league is so hard, and every night you need to be able to bring that, your best game or your, the best version of yourself. And at times we just didn't have that. And I think that's something we need to really find here.
Jason said yesterday that the second half of the season was a big reason why Phil's not here, just because the record wasn't there, the results weren't there.
Yeah.
How much does that weigh on players knowing that, as good as you guys started, the performance the second half of the year is the reason Phil's not he's not the head coach anymore?
Yeah, it's frustrating. Phil was my head coach and a friend too. He's a good man. And it's obviously frustrating. I think for me, the first thing I think of is, I wish I could have played better and help, did my job right. And, because if we'd be winning here and we were still playing, we wouldn't be talking about this stuff right now. We'd be gearing up to get ready for the playoffs. So, obviously in that point, it's frustrating. We're all humans, right? You don't want to see anybody go through. This is his life, and it's tough, right? And you can't fire a whole hockey team, right? So, it's just the way sometimes it happens. It's frustrating, and I think for us, it's a rude awakening here that we need to improve, and because we do have the talent to get it done here.
You can't fire a whole hockey team. That's very true. Are there a lot of guys in this room essentially who might need to be fired who've gotten comfortable?
That's tough to say, you know what I mean? I think it's been, you know, from my year here, you know, at times it was so good, and, you know, obviously I came here because I trust in Jason. I trust in where this is headed, and, you know, he has tough decisions to make, and he just made one yesterday, and, you know, from that standpoint, they're going to assess, you know, everything's under the watchful eye of, you know, nothing doesn't go unwatched here, so, you know, you just hope that everything's going to move in the right direction, and I feel that we all trust in him and that it's going to.
You said you faced a lot more high danger chances than you probably expected to do. How do you fix that, or like, how do you prepare for that, I guess?
Yeah, I think my season is like true. I thought during the middle I kind of lagged out a little bit. I didn't think I played my best hockey. I think there was a game against Chicago I got pulled here at home where I didn't think I really had that kind of, you know, I have a lot of jump in my game. I think people know that in the way I play, and it wasn't lack of preparation, lack of anything. I think I was trying to do too much at that point. And I think I just kind of reset myself. And then I thought from then on, I played that game in Tampa Bay where we lost in a shootout. And I thought from then on, I played a lot of really good hockey. And I wasn't even getting results. But I kind of just tried to continue on controlling what I could. Because some of these games we had played in, some nights it was so lopsided that, just to keep it respectable, I was on. And then I thought later in the year we played well. And, you know, so it's such a tricky self-assessment in that sense. So I think for me, just trying to control what I can. I can't control what comes at me. I can only control the game that I bring every night. And I thought from start to finish, I was a true pro. I did everything I could to be my best, and I'm going to continue to try to improve and help this team moving forward.
There's a lot of breakdowns, obviously. So how much did that impact how you approached the game?
Yeah, definitely. I went from a very, very structured veteran team to a younger team that, you know, we kind of took our bumps and bruises on the fly. So, I definitely had to change some things and keep competing. But at the same time, I think the general, my game was, you know, good, whether it's structure or it was wide open. I thought I played a lot of game, but I thought I had a lot of, you know, a lot of deflections, tips, like, you know, kind of bad bounces, but I thought in the sense of when you're giving up that many chances, sometimes those kind of things just trend that way. And, you know, I think for us it's a good learning experience. I think we have a lot of guys in here that were young now playing defense in the NHL is tough, and they're going to improve. They got a full season under their belt, and, you know, hopefully we can learn from this experience and move forward here.
What were you taking away from Darlene's season?
I was just an amazing kid. Granted, obviously, all the accolades and his on-ice, I think for me the biggest thing I'll take away is how good of a kid he is. He's a really good teammate, a really good person. He works hard. He respects everybody. He wants to get better. There was no entitlement. He's just a great kid all around. And honestly, I think the future is so bright for him, especially with the way that he handles himself on and off the ice.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.